1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report as you bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Guiding Service. Pete, sounds like you're over by the Mississippi this week.
Yeah. That bite had changed quite a bit from the week before, and we found some fish. The water temp had come up now is around 42, and some of them females were starting to spawn, and we had to move around to find fish, but when we did, we did really good.
Is there a certain temperature where when it hits that in the water, the fishes, their patterns really change? Is there like a number that people look for when when it gets to this number, we know fish are going to start really doing this?
Yeah, well, for perch, I say right around that 43, 44, and then walleyes, 45, 46 is when they'll shut right off once they're spawning, but then they'll turn back on after they're spawning. But yeah, there's a lull in there somewhere, and you just got to kind of watch it, and they'll bite really good up until that number and then after that number also.
So if somebody's never fished the Mississippi River, what can they expect if they do a trip over there with you?
It changes yearly. You have high current, and most years, this year is very minimal current. So you're fishing, less weight, and it's just pretty much the same concept each year, just depending on the weight you're putting down.
Any other bodies of water in our neck of the woods that people can't get over there that you've been hearing, what's been going on?
Well, I got a couple of trips upcoming here in Madison Chain for big gills. That has been just getting going here. We found some fish this last weekend, and now each day it should be getting better as we move into this nicer weather.
Excellent. Tell us about Best Dam Guiding Service. What do they find if they book a trip with you?
You can schedule a trip with me. You can call me at 608-609-2707 or find me on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Dam Guide Service, and I'm booking trips here through the spring and summer.
Pete, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Wade.
Let's head to DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison right now and get an update on the Madison Chain. Boy, we had some great weather this week, Pat. How did that affect and impact anybody who got out on the water?
Yeah, things have been picking up here at the shop, and folks are definitely getting out on the water. There's been a great panfish bite up in most shallow areas around town, but crappies specifically are moving into Monona Bay and the Triangles downtown, and then out here at the 113 Bridge, they've been getting some good crappies out there, too. So things are looking up as far as warm weather goes, for sure.
Have you had a chance yourself to get out there fishing at all this week, Pat?
I did, actually. I was out the other day. I took a trip up to Lake Wisconsin, actually, and got into a few perch. So that was nice. Just fishing from shore near the grade there. And, yeah, it was a good time.
If somebody hasn't fished Lake Wisconsin, what can they look for in that body of water?
Shallow water and rocks, maybe areas where there's a little current coming in and out, areas like Wayland's Grade, the O'Kee Bridge, Harmony Grove, all those areas are great areas for panfish this time of year, for sure.
Anybody else, any other scuttlebutt from any other bodies of water you've heard from people across the region?
Really just good panfish bite here in town. Over to Milwaukee, they're getting good steelhead and brown trout in the harbors and in the rivers there. So yeah, a lot of good fishing to be had out there.
Pat, if people are looking for a more extensive fishing report, you offer one every week, don't you?
That's right. Every Friday we update a fishing report, and you can call 608-BIG-FISH. That's 608-244-3474, and listen to the report, or you can log on and check us out on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. That's at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop, and we update that every Friday, different reports in Madison and around the area.
And tell us where your shop is located.
We're at 1411 Northport Drive, right at the corner of Northport and Troy Drives. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch, and a quick jog off the interstate for folks coming through town.
Pat, thanks for the update. We'll chat next week.
Always a pleasure, Wade. You take care.
Let's head to Fishtails in Fox Lake right now and bring in Tim. Tim, what's been going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, you know, the temperatures outside, you know, we were 70 degrees yesterday. Now we're taping this on Wednesday morning, I'm sorry. Supposed to reach up to mid-60s, upper 60s today. So it's warming that water up. It's bringing the crappies into the shallows. I heard they're getting some crappies on the bridges on Beaver Dam Lake, the FW Bridge, few guys going down to the trestle picking up some crappie. So as the temperatures keep warming up, the crappie bite is just going to continue to improve.
Hey, on Fox Lake, is there a certain temperature you look at where you know when it hits this number that the fish are going to start moving up?
Well, you know, they always say when the lilacs bloom, the crappie spawn, you know, and depending on the weather, it's not too far away. So a lot of guys coming in the bait shop right now are heading to the Mississippi, fishing the barges at Genoa over on there. So the crappie bite has been very, very good over there. Large rosy red seem to be the best bait. So a lot of guys right now heading to the Mississippi.
Anybody over on Puckaway that you've talked to?
I have not heard any guys on Puckaway. I did have a friend of mine that was up there carp bull fishing on Puckaway. Said there wasn't a lot of activity up there yet. Said the water was a little low and the weeds were starting to come. So I haven't heard much activity on Puckaway.
Emily's the other one somebody told me to ask you about. Anything over there?
Well, you know, guys go over there and fish for bluegills. As you know, game fishing is closed right now, so they're over there targeting panfish. You can fish bass right now, but it's a catch and release only. So, like I said, these water temperatures need to warm up a little bit, and the fishing's only going to improve.
Hey, tell us about Fishtails, Tim. What can they find in the store? Where are you located? The hours are open.
We're located right in downtown Fox Lake by the bridge. We're open 7 days a week. We got everything you need for your fishing here. We've got the store changed over now to the summer tackle. So stop in. We've got all the latest and greatest rubbers and the plastics that are out there available. And we're ready. So stop in and see us.
Have yourself a great day.
Thanks for calling.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2024 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report rolls on as we bring in Rick Wentland, our resident outdoorsman. Rick, I was talking to you a little bit, and you went pheasant hunting this week, huh?
Yeah, we went back out. I had some pheasants to shoot up yet. We went back out to Cedar Hills here in Beaver Dam, and we actually shot twice as many as we paid for. So that was a pretty good deal. We had some scratch birds we shot, but it's just nice to get outside and do stuff. The weather's getting nice. I know a few of my friends have been fishing but not doing very well. But so we thought we'd shoot these pheasants up, and it's great exercise, and it's actually a lot of fun.
Now, I was driving on Crystal Lake Road earlier this week. There were two pheasants in the middle of the road, and they were walking at their leisure. I honked. I kind of got right up to their tails, and they would not move. Are pheasants like that? Do they just mind their own business? I literally could have ran them over or driven by and picked them up with my hands. And are pheasants like that? Do they just mind their own business?
Absolutely. Pheasants, geese, ducks, I think they're all that way. They're just, we're here, and you get out of my way, and I'll do my own thing, and I don't care what you do or what you got.
They had no interest in moving off the side of the road, and they would have ended up in your freezer, I guess. Now, when you shoot a pheasant, do you eat them?
Oh, absolutely. Pheasants, to me, are the second best bird to eat. The number one bird is a sandhill crane. They call it prime rib of the sky for a reason, because they're absolutely delicious. But I think pheasants are number two. So, pheasants are just absolutely delicious. You can make them so many ways.
So how do you go hunting for sandhill cranes, or when is that season open?
Well, they're illegal to shoot in Wisconsin. There's only four states in the United States you can shoot them: North Dakota, Oklahoma, Texas. And we used to duck hunt North Dakota. We used to hunt them all the time. And they're just a riot to hunt. They're apparently the smartest bird there is, next to an eagle and a raven. But they're just a blast to shoot, and they're just the best eating. And I think it's because of what they eat. I mean, they basically just eat seeds.
Okay. So now, moving away from birds, you want to talk about fishing line today? What do we need to know?
Well, this is the week. I got my boat home. This is the week we load the boat up, and we put all new line on every single rod that I own, which is, almost 70 rods. Line is a big thing. If you're catfishing, it's one thing. But, if you're a walleye guy, a muskie guy, a bass guy, I mean, I have, you know, 10 rods with 10-pound test, 10 rods with 15-pound test, you know, and on and on and on. And, you know, the kind of line, you either got mono, fluorocarbon, or braid line. You know, and years ago, the biggest thing I can tell you is the years ago I went to braid line on every single one of my spinning rods, and I haven't had a problem since. I mean, no line twist, no coiling, no nothing. And, you know, a lot of the quote-unquote, you know, professionals or a lot of guys that guides, I mean, that's all they do is every spinning rod should have braided line on from 6 pound, and the heaviest I go is 20 pound. But, you know, bass fishing, I use mostly 20 pound on all my spinning rods, but it's the best thing I ever did. And a lot of people that I tell, they're, you know, novice fishermen and that, you know, that make the switch to braid on their spinning rod, say it's the best thing they've ever done.
So if somebody's a novice fisherman as well, Rick, how often should they change their line? Or like I said, if I have a fishing pole that gets used maybe once a year, how often do I need to change that out?
Well, the problem is those guys that only use it once a year, five times a year, or whatever. The problem is that that line gets conditioned to around your spool and it gets coily, and you try to cast it out, you can't cast it out because it's so coiled up. I mean, there are rods that I own that I change line on five times a year, but the average guy should change line and oil his reels at least once a year.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Hey, Rick, if people are looking for Raw Bass Customs and getting ready for the, I guess, the full season in a few weeks, where can they find Raw Bass Customs and your baits?
Almost every bait shop in the area, in the listening area, has got their 2024 restocks for all the new colors and all the new baits. They're at Fishtails here in Fox Lake, M&M Tackle and Portage, and Dick Smith's in Pewaukee is probably your local ones.
Rick, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
All right, Wade, thanks. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.